we'd go around and around that. Oh, we'd stack a haystack nearly as big as this. Some of them, I guess, were nearly as big as this room. Mm. And then right up the top, we'd go to tapering it.
Uh-huh.
We'd go to tapering it like that.
Uh-huh.
And then we got up to the top, well, we'd take a big bunch of that hay and tie right around the top like that, and take a string and tie around the hay. And we call that a haystack.
Oh, we call that the haystack.
And a lot of times I'd be out hunting at night in the wintertime, and everybody over the country, you know, would have hay fixed up that way.
Uh-huh.
And I'd be out hunting, I'd get sleepy, and I'd decide, all right, here's where I go to sleep. My dig me a hole back in their haystack, way back in there, and I'd sleep in that haystack till I got ready to go in home the next morning.
Oh. Mm. Well, that came in pretty handy then, having those around, I guess.
Yeah, and then
never thought about that.
People would grow turnips and they'd gather all the turnips that they wanted and they'd leave a bunch of them turnips out in the field, and I'd be hunting out at night, and I'd go through that turnip patch. Find a little turnip, just a small one and all. That was the best tasting thing. I just eat it. It was really, really good.
Oh, never even thought about that. What about when they first cut the hay, what would they do with it?
Well, they just let it lay there and dry.
Uh-huh.
Some of it didn't take a week for a heavy cane hay to dry it to where it was ready to put in the shawl.
Uh-huh. But would they make it in their little piles before they got ready to?
Yeah, they made a little bitty stacks and let it stay there, usually until they got ready to stack it.
Mm-hmm. Did
and
they call those stacks or those little?
Yeah, they call them haycocks.
Oh, haycocks. Oh,
yeah.
That's
what they call the little ones, you know, when they was just heaped up. And some of the people around over the country would stack them up in about 4 foot high,
uh-huh,
and maybe 6 foot across.
Mm-hmm.
And they just tape them off like that and put a big old bunch of hay on top of it, and they'd just drain that water off there, and they'd stay all winter in them little
bigger. And it really?
It didn't ruin the hay.
It didn't even ruin it. Where would you keep your cows? Did you have cows?
We had pasture for them, and most of it, back then, we had a free range.
Oh.
And the old cows would run out on the range, and we'd have them bailed real good so that we could hear them and find them.
Uh-huh.
And I had a trick on them, on cows.
You did?
I'd go out, and I'd take my old hat, and I'd sneak up on them where they was eating of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd put my hat like this in front of my face,
mm-hmm,
bend over real, just bend way over, you know, down to about this high, and look out behind that, and I'd peep out like that, whoop that hat backwards and forwards across my face, and grab a brush or something under and shake it. And them cows would just have a running fit.
They'd
get to where they, if you scared them enough for evening that way, to where they'd come home about 4 o'clock, 3 or 4 o'clock, whatever time you went to scare them.
Uh-huh.
Well, they'd get scared and about that time and come on in home.
Did you just think that up?
Well, we just got to practicing doing funny things just to see what they'd do.